Gillette Stadium. It's Zolak and Bertrand. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand from Gillette Stadium on this Monday. Short week. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Let's get that out of the way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. Covered that base. Phil Perry will be with us for the final hour today, starting at 1 o'clock. Sounds of Sunday coming up at 12:50. 617-779-0985. A lot of football stuff from the weekend on the table, including, do the Patriots need to avoid playing in wild card weekend to get to the Super Bowl? I think that answer is yes.
What's the Maven saying?
They got to avoid that.
What's my man the Maven saying?
I don't like their chances if they got to play three to get there. I don't love their odds. So they've got a lot of football left. Thankfully, the other teams have football left as well. I don't know what the Maven is saying, so I don't. I'm sorry.
Well, he was getting on a flight today. Back from Florida. Posted a video.
That question, though, you feel differently about that if they go to Pittsburgh and win. Right?
Yes.
But if they go to Pittsburgh and win, they won't have to play on the road.
No, I'm asking right now, though.
So the question the question might get answered, and then you don't have to do it.
Yep. Yeah. Zoe and I were talking about this on TV last night, and I said, they have to win that Pittsburgh game for so many different reasons.
You got to go 10-3 into Pittsburgh.
For just the conference, just the conference standings.
You got to smack.
Your own personal record needing to be its best at the end of the regular season. And also to prove that you can win on the road and beat a good team. They will check off so many boxes with that win in Pittsburgh if it happens for them.
I'm already thinking who's going to match up, who gets who, gets Antonio Brown, who gets Juju, you know?
So many things can be achieved with a win in
Pittsburgh. They don't have Le'Veon Bell now. And that's the one where I got a bunch of buddies back here in Pittsburgh, too. Oh, you wait. We'll get Le'Veon Bell back till we see you guys see your ass. Yeah, right.
I don't know. I got to go back and look, but I don't ever remember him having a huge
impact.
Bell never
popped against you in the playoffs or.
It was more D'Angelo Williams killing them than Le'Veon Bell.
Correct. Ran hard.
Le'Veon Bell checked himself out. Pulled a little Ray Rice action there.
Little groin. Little grizzling.
I should say.
But even regular season games, though. Even regular season games. You remember that.
Right.
No,
you
got to
roll. You got to roll these 3 weeks and set up that big one for Pittsburgh.
So we've got that.
Get them thinking.
Patriots looking forward. Steelers win yesterday over the Jaguars. Some Celtics and Bruins thoughts as well. We're taking your calls on all of it, including Condoleezza Rice being mentioned as a potential candidate for the Browns head coaching job. Joe in Maine on that.
Yeah.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Zolak. What's up, Beetle?
What's up, brother?
If the Cleveland Browns offer the job to McDaniels, do you take that job? Because the ownership up there seems terrible. The picks they've had over the years, and it's like every year it's a drama show up there.
Yeah, it's Dorsey. This would be Dorsey's guys that he's picking, and he's got some nice talent there.
He does.
You have the quarterback.
Chubb and Mayfield, those are cornerstones for McDaniels.
You got an edge rusher. You got some good DBs. You're getting rid of some of the crap. They'll weed it out there. The nice thing is you got facilities. You got great facilities in Cleveland. Trust me. I mean, their practice facilities is top notch.
So if I
nice stadium
McDaniels?
Downtown. Josh's dad's one of the best high school football coaches in the state. You got the John Carroll connections back there. It'd be interesting to see if he'd be able to take. It's going to be interesting.
If I were him, I would take it. But. That doesn't mean that it would be the only offer you have. If you got offered the Packers gig or the Browns gig, which one do you take? I'd go for the Packers gig. Thank you very much. Great job security.
Yeah.
Quarterback that you already know is good.
No owner to answer to.
But I wouldn't say no to the Cleveland Brown job. I'd say yes to the Packers.
I could see Cleveland being more attractive to him.
He's from there. Which might make it less attractive to him.
Look how Jim looks at Aaron Rodgers. Like Jim thinks like Rodgers is one of those guys that finds ways to lose games more than win them.
He do what Ben Roethlisberger did yesterday?
Yeah.
Does he do that?
Nope.
No. And if Josh can look at it and say, okay, I could groom Mayfield. I'm comfortable in this state. I like being around the family more. Green Bay could be pressured to win right away. All you have to do is go to Cleveland and be competitive with a good young quarterback. Cleveland's not looking for you to go in there and win right away.
Yeah.
You go to Green Bay with that guy, you got to win right away. And guess who's going to get blamed if you don't? You, and not Aaron, because Aaron hung the moon there.
Let's go to Mark, who's in Rockport. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys, how are you? Hey, let me make this clear. Okay. Never, ever should a woman be a coach in any football or any football team. Oh, boy, these guys. Are you guys trying to be PC, correct?
No. Nope, and I wasn't yesterday. That's why I put it out as person. Because okay, if so, I would say that, then you'd be attacked as being sexist.
Well, how about this? How soon before we start talking about a woman playing in the NFL? You want to go there, Zoe?
No.
All people should know. This is embarrassing that it's even mentioned. Now, I know
I think it's embarrassing she'd be considered with zero experience, Mark. Not that she's a woman.
Zoe, how do you get out?
I've been around football people my whole life. They eat, sleep, and drink it, and they live it. More so than their families. They end up being divorced, all of them.
I know. I mean, it's torture. It's really combat.
I thought it was embarrassing to throw her name out there yesterday.
How do you galvanize a locker room? It's a bunch of men going to war, like you know, Joe. You got 16 games of torture. You're going to bring a woman into the locker room? Unacceptable. And you know it, so.
Here's the thing for me, and this will be the tough part, like the 3 hours prior to the game, she couldn't be in your locker room.
How about as an assistant, Mark? You're against that, too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
I'm not against that. Like, as far as, you know, if you've paid your dues and you've got some experience in the game or you love the game of football and you put the work in and you're the best qualified person to do that job, you should do that job, as you should do any job. Not just because you're a woman or a man. If the best qualified person should get this gig, that's the way I am.
Well,
if you're good at what you damn do, you should get the gig.
If there's a woman who's good enough to play in the NFL, by all means, go right ahead.
Then it's going to end up being like a kicker.
It's going to be really hard to do.
It's tough.
But be my guest.
It's tough, man.
You want to play football and you're good enough to play, then go for it. The hell do I care? Go for it.
I'm going to run between the tackles. Go ahead.
If you can do it. If you can beat out the other talent, go for it.
Get creative with the...
You said if it's a kicker, if you can kick and you can hit field goals from 65 yards, you're in.
Yeah. Hey, like, what if you could snap? You're not allowed to blow up the center now or snap.
Do you have any horrible kickers there are in the NFL?
Yeah, why do you think Ron Rivera went for two yesterday? Because his kicker missed an extra point and a field goal.
Yeah, that's part of it. That's part of it. But to bring in somebody with zero experience...
You can be the kicker.
Because they're a fan of the team. Longtime fan.
No. And this is why.
We bring Marky Mark here?
Would that be the equivalent?
Make movies, pal.
High-powered fan of the Patriots that would replace Belichick.
Marky Mark. Marky Mark, right?
High-powered leader type fan.
Ken.
No
Ken
experience.
Paulie Dedham.
Stop. Stop it.
Les Moonves.
Who?
Yeah, CEO.
Yeah.
CEO type. He's got some problems of his own right now. Who? Bon Jovi? No, that doesn't work.
Why? He likes football.
That's not like a good equivalent.
He's a leader.
That's not a good equivalent. Someone who's been like a leader of some sort.
He's got a whole stadium.
Whether
rocking,
it be in
please.
Business or government. Who could it be?
Donald Trump?
Of course Trump? You would say that, you jackass.
Very good team. It's an excellent team. You know, we've been really good against
John Kerry. Bring in John Kerry. He's a local guy.
He'd be a good prevent defense.
He's going to run the team.
Everybody back. Everybody get back. Right, Tom?
Family affair when he plays the Steelers.
That's right.
All right, let's go to...
Maybe she could coach the Steelers.
Let's go to Mabel, who's got a Cowboys thought. Cowboys are playing a game for first place.
5-5.
For first place on Thanksgiving Day.
What you got, Mabel?
Dare I say, how about them Cowboys? Two in a row? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
What's going on? All right, do you guys understand? I have a question. Here's my question. First of all, did you see the game yesterday? Talk about a heart attack. Did you watch the game?
Did not. Nope.
That's right, because nobody's about the Cowboys. And
I do care about the Cowboys.
Anyway.
I don't.
Just not one of the better games.
I'm not paying for an NFL Sunday ticket when I'm never home.
Right, so it came down to a field goal, and Mayer missed it on an extra point, but he came through in the end with a field goal. So the Eagles lost, and the Skins lost, and the Skins now lost their quarterback. So do you understand that Thursday's game in Dallas, if they win, they're in first place? Like, do you understand that?
Yeah, that's how I intro'd you. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, I did hear you. I did hear you.
So you're just reiterating.
So you're asking me if I understand what I've already said.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Right. Okay, Mabel. Thank you.
Big spot. Big spot Thursday.
Huge spot. Huge spot. And the Redskins are.
What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Typical
apart.
Cowboys fashion. They're going
to. They are about to completely fall apart without Alex Smith.
I don't know. Cole McCoy.
Come on, he can play a little bit. Don't sell me on
Colt. He was better in the preseason and then that clown.
You're going to really sell us on Colt McCoy?
Better than Alex Smith.
Oh, Phil Perry just texted me. John Kerry. I already said that. Good one, though.
Phil. Thanks for listening, Phil. Good. Did he have work to do?
He's going to be with us coming up at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that's happening. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. We got a Red Sox item that we need to get to. A couple of Red Sox things. One thing that happened over the weekend and one that is developing. We'll get to that at 12:36. Sounds of Sunday at 12:50. And, of course, as we've mentioned, we will have Phil Perry with us here. What do you think he's doing right now? The players are all here today, right?
Like combing his eyebrows.
Yeah. So he's down here, and he's going to be with us.
Players are here.
Yeah, he's going to be with us starting at 1 o'clock. Right now, the VSIN Action Update is brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island at Twin River and Ooh. Tiverton Casino Hotels.
How about that?
The only places in New England you can legally bet on sports. Powered by William Hill. Get details.
It's coming, baby.
At sportsbookri.com.
You can hear the podcast of Zolak and Bertrand on the cast page of 98.5thesportshub.com. Here's Zone Beetle from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates.
Here on Zolak and Bertrand from Gillette Stadium.
Calls.
617-779-0985. We've got quite a bit of feedback to that earlier caller. What, are you kidding me? A woman? That one. Jack is in Needham. Hi, Jack.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey. First time, long time. I love the show, obviously. First of all, I just wanted to push back on that guy saying women can't coach. Like, I really don't know how you could look at the quality of coaching for, like, half the teams in this league and then be like, oh, no woman should possibly do that. That's preposterous. You know, like, you could drive a woman off the street that could do half the stuff Mike McCarthy does, you know, stuff like that. But the larger point I wanted to make is about Condoleezza. And, like, I concede that, like, you can't just drop her into a head coaching job. She obviously wouldn't be able to succeed with that. But this lady, like, she's done plenty of stuff harder than coaching an NFL football team. She was the national security advisor after 9/11, for God's sake. Like, I just think that, you know, she has the proper skill set that if you gave her a couple of years in, like, an assistance role, she could theoretically be a quality head coach. That's obviously not something she's interested in doing. She's 64 years old. But but to suggest that she's not properly equipped to do it, I think is ridiculous. Like, I think she, like, running the State Department, a lot of skills.
Right. Jack, I think what your point is that she has the mental capacity to be a good head coach. She just needs to learn.
Right.
I
think she could be a good head coach in the same way I think Belichick could be a good president. That makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd go that far.
Well, how about this? How soon before we start talking about a woman playing in the NFL?
Right now, if you want. Right now. This is what I would say that the NFL needs to do before they do something silly like give a head coaching job to a person like Condoleezza Rice who has no experience. I would say continue to support there being female coaches in the league, coming into the league as assistants, positional coaches, so that they could eventually work their way up to being a head coach, someone who actually knows what they're doing. Knows the sport, has coached at the NFL level. We've already got one assistant. Let there be more, is what I would say. Continue to promote opportunities for women to be coaches.
Usually you just don't take anybody with no experience and say you're going to become one of 32 head coaches in this league.
I think that could be a setback, and I think that would be a big mistake to do that, is what I think.
I agree.
But I don't think that this report was made up. They got Dee Podesta running things out there. Chief strategy officer.
Who's that guy, Joe? Was that Joe that said he hadn't seen a woman?
What's that?
Was that Joe that said
I forget his name.
Hey, get in the kitchen. He's like,
Kevin's in Swampskin. Kevin. Jesus.
Hey, how's it going today, you guys?
What's up?
Hi.
So, first of all, Condoleezza Rice should never be an NFL head coach. He has no experience in anything like that. But this call is mainly about that either bag of ash that's 90 years old, that called, or he's an inmate in somewhere like Middleton. So the only thing useful about his call is a landline that either his cell guard or his retirement home let him call in. Saying that a woman can never be a head coach is just out of this world stupid. I mean, I feel like he might be 90 years old or maybe even 105 years alive during the entire Jackie Robinsons and Willie O'Rees, but things change over time. You don't have to be of a certain class or a certain gender, a certain race to be able to hold a position. I mean, I just don't understand the entire thinking behind that. If you have the mental capacity, if you have the schemes in NFL football, if you have anything like that to make you a head coach, I do not care if you are a rock with googly eyes glued on you. You can be a head coach as long as you have that mental capacity. It has nothing to do with men or women.
Hugh Jackson, right. You could be Hugh Jackson.
Right, you're telling me there aren't women in this world that could do a better job than Hugh Jackson as a head coach?
This is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Women.
Women's rights.
Why? Give me a reason. Because she's a woman. Like, that was the reason. Woman.
How are these guys supposed to pee in a locker room?
Vern is on Nantasket Beach today. What's up, Vern?
Jesus.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, how's it with you?
I prefer Nantasket in July, but...
Yeah, damn right. It's windy and freezing down here, but you're used to that Quincy boy there, Beetle. What's up, though?
What's up?
I tell you, that guy from Rockport, Mark, he's something else. What are they going to do, let women vote next? Oh, wait, they do.
They're going to let them have driver's license, I heard.
We had a football. I coached football, and the best player on the field was a girl that was stiff-arming kids and killing it last week. We have a female football coach in the high school program, knows more than anybody. And if you remember the movie Wildcats with Goldie Hawn, her dad was a legendary football coach, had all daughters, passed down all his old playbooks and everything, and she was the head coach with Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes. But there is that one plot card, though.
That movie is a documentary.
He comes in the locker room, and they're all wearing nothing but shoulder pads, and the helmet's over the you-know-what, and they're like, we're ready to play, coach! So,
documentary.
Okay. Never, ever should a woman be a coach.
Ever.
Like, be getting ready for the pies this week.
Make
pies.
What are you guys just being PC? Huh?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
What are you worried about? The backlash?
Did you like that movie, Zoe?
I don't remember.
Never referenced that movie.
I've never seen that movie.
That's a great movie.
Lee is in Quincy. Lee!
That guy. I can't with that guy that called. But I do agree with you, Beetle, that if Condoleezza Rice is put officially on this list for consideration, I think it's a setback for the other very few women who are already working for NFL teams that are trying to kind of get the experience and go about it moving up the right way and kind of getting their shot when and if their time even comes. I feel like it's just making a little bit of a mockery of it, putting her name out there.
Well, the thing that I would be most concerned with is that she would not be successful at it because she doesn't have
right.
the experience.
And then
therefore,
it would
be
back.
Looked upon as, oh, look, women can't coach. When
silly.
In fact,
it would
it's,
be silly. Oh, nice little silly experiment with the girls. Now put them back in their box.
Right,
where they
right.
Off.
And then it would be looked at as, oh, see, we were right. You know, people like Mark would
right.
say, I told you women can't coach.
Never. Like, in fact, don't ever. They just never. We're going to war. They shouldn't be on the field.
That's a good
when in fact,
go to battle.
When in fact, what it would be is that people with no experience don't make good NFL head coaches. Would have nothing to do with her being a woman. It would have to do with the fact that she didn't earn the job because she had zero experience prior to taking the gig.
Are you guys trying to be PC?
No. No, I'm not. I'm really not. Diane is in Concord. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Gentlemen, this is another female voice of reason here. I'm a former Buckeye, actually. Once a Buckeye, always a Buckeye.
Yeah.
And I was an athletic director for many years, coached women's lacrosse on a high level. No way should a woman be coaching head coach of an NFL team right now. This is absurd. And, Bill Belichick's daughter is a great coach.
Yep.
She's not going to coach an NFL team. There's
the point, and I think if you preface it with zero experience whatsoever.
Okay, but don't you
think that's the point.
Don't you think we could get to a point someday where someone is qualified to do the job?
Yes, I agree with you that they've got to go through the assistant coaching ranks and sort of learn the game.
Yeah.
Yes, a woman coach can be a great coach. But right now, put Condoleezza Rice? Yikes.
Yeah. And that's why, Diane, and I understand your point better now, which is there is no woman that is currently qualified to be an NFL head coach, because you're looking at one low-level assistant in the league in San Francisco that exists. That's it. The coaches just don't exist yet. But in theory, we could easily get to a point where someone is qualified to do the gig. But I get what Diane's saying. Right now, who is it? The only people that could consider are these out-of-the-box, ridiculous names that have no experience, like Condoleezza Rice. I say that earlier?
Yeah.
Like, at the top of the 11 o'clock hour, if you are saying, like John Dorsey said 5 days ago, he said, we could consider women for this job. And the reporter looks at him like, who? And he goes, don't give me that look. You know, we could do it. And I said, the only way you could do it right now is if you hire some ridiculous out-of-the-box candidate. Because if you hire a low-level assistant, the rest of the league looks at you like, what are you doing? At least if you hire someone with no experience but has got some other experience in another, you know, department of life, you say, oh, well, I guess you could see that it's a person that, you know, has earned a lot of respect with whatever job they've done in their life. It just isn't in the world of football. I would not be as dismissive of this report as the statement from John Dorsey yesterday suggests. I don't think Schefter made this up. I don't think Schefter has bad sources. This came from somewhere. That's what I would say. It came from somewhere, and it may have been Paul T. Podesta, who has made his entire living being a guy who goes outside the box and goes completely unconventional. That's why he's famous. That's why Jonah Hill played him in Moneyball. That's why he's been in a movie.
Brad Pitt.
But he thinks highly enough of himself that he didn't want Jonah Hill to be playing him because he was too fat.
Yeah. You know what hurt Brad Pitt in that movie?
All those analytics guys are the cockiest, like most egomaniacal weirdos.
Bill James.
Oh God, they are unbelievable.
Spaceships.
They
think
they have all the answers in this world.
Yeah,
they all do.
Plug your little players in. Players don't matter.
Bill James. Why the Red Sox haven't fired that guy yet is beyond me. Get rid of that clown.
But when it comes to like a head coach or a manager somewhere, do you think there will be a sport? And if so, what sport is going to do that outside of the
basketball
box?
Basketball. First one is going to be the NBA.
That's what I think too. But then again, doesn't that kind of like take away from what like Brad Stevens does? Because he's actually coaching in game so much more than I would say most baseball managers do throughout the course of a game.
Right, but what I don't understand how that takes away from Brad Stevens.
Because it takes away from just basketball coaches in general. I think they're doing more coaching. To me, and I it's hard to wrap your head around the idea of them doing an outside-the-box baseball manager, but since they've already done a couple of hirings within baseball that don't necessarily fit the mold.
Yeah, Jess Mendoza.
If it's basketball, it's not going to be outside the box. It's going to be like a Becky Hammon who's been on the bench with the Spurs for years.
Right. Like somebody totally outside the world of sports. Football, there's too much game coaching that goes on with a football coach to think that somebody who hasn't done it at some level can just step in and do it. Same goes for basketball. Same goes for hockey. You're doing line changes. There's too much going on. Baseball? Somebody who's never managed before?
I don't know.
You could. Well, no, to me, I could wrap my head around
point.
That.
I don't get your point. So why don't we continue to discuss this?
If there's what sport is going to do an outside the box hire? Where does it make the most sense? Where could you most see it happening?
Basketball.
Where a coach takes over a team that has nothing to do with that sport up until that moment. What sport would it most likely happen?
So it has to be someone who's had no experience in the sport?
Yes. Condoleezza Rice.
That's not going to be basketball. There are women that are qualified to do a head coaching job in the NBA right now.
Yeah, but if somebody makes that
hire. If the world was more accepting 20 years ago, Pat Summitt could have been an NBA head coach.
If you're just looking at I need a leader of this team.
He's talking about
You ask me where's the first female head coach going to be in major professional sports.
No experience. Like,
all right, let
me
think more about that. We'll get back to it. Let's get back to that after these headlines with Hardy.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Celtics and Hornets play in Charlotte tonight. Hornets have allowed over 110 points in the three losses they have suffered in their last four games. So Celtics will try and make that four tonight. Green have five games between now and a week from tonight, four of which are going to be on the road. Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell bring us the latest 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Patriots on the bye week last week. They will get ready this week for their visit to the Jets on Sunday afternoon. Rams and Chiefs play the Monday night game. Both teams 9-1 on the season. Saints moved to 9-1 after beating the Eagles yesterday, 48-7. Bears over the Vikings 25-20 last night. They've got the early game on Thanksgiving against the Lions in Detroit. Carson Smith, Redskins quarterback, broke his leg, both the fibula and tibia in his right leg yesterday. He underwent surgery at a hospital close to the stadium as Houston went on to beat the Redskins 23-21. Bruins get back to work on Wednesday night when they visit the Red Wings. They've got a busy weekend as well. Back-to-backs Friday and Saturday. They're home against the Penguins on Friday night, and then Saturday they visit Montreal. Headlines are brought to you by Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores Black Friday event. They're just minutes from Worcester and Boston, or shop online at ronbouchardsautostores.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines coming up at 1 o'clock.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand are live from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. You can hear the podcast of Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com.
All right, Hardy, I have your answer.
It's raining, man.
I have an answer for Hardy.
Okay.
And now I understand what you're asking, which is basically, in which coaching job in the four major professional sports do you do the least amount of technical coaching, right?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, that's baseball.
Yeah. I think it's baseball.
That's where that is.
Get here. Spit some seeds.
That would be baseball. That's exactly where you could pick it up pretty quickly.
Yep.
Baseball. If you want to take someone who is completely outside the box and has no experience in the respective sport, you could do it in baseball because that job, more than any other, is about managing the locker room, personalities, all that stuff. Stuff that good leaders can do.
Right.
Right? Good communicators, good leaders,
sure,
et cetera.
Yeah.
That's where it could happen. Baseball.
Right.
Where Paul D. Podesta comes from. Baseball.
And this isn't like hiring a woman conversation. This is just hiring a totally outside-the-box type of hire.
Yeah, it's not about women. It's about just people that have no clue, that have no experience in the sport. Where could it fly?
Right, right.
Baseball. Yep. They could hire some guy out of the boardroom at a school.
They could hire a guy who's never managed a baseball team before, and he can go on to win the World Series that same year. Like, just happened.
Right.
He had a lot of baseball experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Get in there, pitcher.
Joe Moglia, by the way, was the guy I mentioned earlier who was he got hired at Coastal Carolina going back a few years. He's been there since, he's been the head coach there. Prior to this season, he was 51-15 as a head coach there. And his previous job was working at Merrill Lynch and TD Ameritrade. He'd had some coaching experience many years prior in the early 80s where he coached at Dartmouth, and he also coached at Lafayette, and then he went into his business career. So he did some coaching when he was a lot younger. Then he went into the business world and worked at Merrill Lynch and TD Ameritrade, going all the way to the top, and then resigning as CEO. He didn't get fired. He wasn't on his way out. He announced he was resigning as CEO because he wanted to pursue his dream of coaching football, and he got hired as the head coach at Coastal Carolina. That happened. Little bit of experience when he was a lot younger, and then he just, boom. Goes right in 30 years later, goes back into it after being in the boardroom to sideline, and has had success coaching there. And everyone mocked that at the time. Do you remember that?
No.
You definitely talked about it. I wasn't with you then.
Yeah.
But you guys talked about that.
Probably did.
Do you remember that, Jim?
Yeah, mostly for who he replaced. He replaced the guy with the Cat in the House rant.
Oh, my God, that's right. Cat in the House. Hey, kitty, kitty. You got there, little cat.
But it was mocked. It was mocked when they hired him, and he's worked out.
That's right.
Yeah. So I think that answer is baseball. Speaking of baseball, Steve Pearce, back to the Red Sox. Happened on Friday night. 1 year, $6 million. Your thoughts, though?
Good.
What a win.
Surprised he didn't get more.
What a win for the Red Sox.
How do you not get more?
I'll tell you how he didn't get more. He didn't try to get more.
Yeah. Just took what they gave him. Like, I'm going to negotiate this without an agent. Probably just went in and did it himself.
1 year deal.
You know what? I'm happy here. I've been everywhere.
$6.25 million.
You know what?
I don't know how they did that.
You know
but
why?
Good for them. That's a great deal for the Red Sox.
He's been to Macy's. He's been to other places. He's making the rounds, and he's making bank doing signings right now.
There's nowhere better to win than Boston.
But it's easy to take less money when you're making a ton of money off the field.
Well, I don't know how much. I mean, what do you think a ton of money is?
$50 to $100 per signing? He's probably already made $500,000.
Oh, if it's that much, then I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
I'm more marketable here.
I just think he's a lifelong Red Sox fan. He wins the World Series MVP. And
he wants to go anywhere.
He's bounced around to a million different teams, and he just wants to stay here as long as he can. And that benefits the Red Sox to be able to get him on a one-year deal.
Is there one guy that hasn't earned it more than that guy?
What a win.
Or Nathan Eovaldi?
Meanwhile, Nathan Eovaldi has 9 teams and possibly more.
Here's your problem.
Looking at him.
Yeah. That's your problem.
9 teams.
In that sport, all you need is this one.
All
you need is one bidder.
What have I said about
to drive the price up?
I said the max you go to on Nathan Eovaldi is 4 and 15.
Four at 15 per year.
4 at 15.
Four for 60.
And I said that 2 days after the World Series when we started talking about this. And then these reports started coming out. No, you know, three at 42, 3 at 45. He'll be in that range. And I thought, great deal. Guess where it's back up to? 4 and 60. Has been kicked around again in some media reports over the last few days. But I'll tell you what, 4 and 60 is the max. Someone offers him a penny over that, you got to walk away. You have to walk away. You do not want to get into a bidding war for Nathan Eovaldi, as much as I loved him in the postseason.
Yeah, that's the problem. See, price has hurt you staying here, you know, too, because you would want that money to spend it elsewhere. You're going to eventually have to pay guys like Betts and all the young kids down the road. That's another one. You know, Mookie. Just you wonder if he wants to be here.
Sounds Sunday coming up next. Good. So stay in your seat. Don't move.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe, and the Beatle. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You can hear the podcasts of Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com. Here's Zoe and Beatle from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hello, football, my old friend. I'm sitting watching you again. The games on Sunday are my favorite thing. But when the guys who are announcing say something stupid, we will make fun of them Monday. And so we play all the sounds of Sunday.
Put in a pocket. Not yet.
We'll get in.
Old school, right there. Old school again. Either a nice retro flashback Monday or Tom can't find the right sound. It's one of the two.
I think it's Tom can't find the right sound.
It's one of the two.
Odds are pretty good. That's
he asked me to play that one every week. We just don't.
Oh,
so he's in control
now
today.
He's in charge today.
He's playing.
Yeah.
All right, the original. Hardy, we ready to get in the pocket?
Yeah, get
in there.
Hey.
Slide right in there. Water's fine. Here we go. Chargers fell to the Broncos 23-22. That snaps
sure
their
did.
Six-game winning streak. But Chargers wide receiver Keenan Allen not too impressed with what he saw from the Broncos.
No, I don't think they play well at all. Like, we dominated the game. Turnovers, we gave them some points. That's what happened. They suck.
I love
you
the trash
probably sucked
talk.
A little bit more because you lost.
Again, that's like ripping the team that's ahead of you in the standings.
Yeah, you're trash talking the team that just beat you. Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant.
So bad.
Oh, it's so cold.
They
so
suck. Bad. They suck, he said. As for the game itself, it ended on a game-winning field goal as time ran out. So
sure did.
Here's the Chargers radio crew and their heartbreaking call of the Broncos field goal. Here we go.
Chargers with one timeout left if they choose to take it. Again, a 34-yarder from McManus straight on for the win. Snap good, hold good, kick is up, and it's good. And the Broncos win. Chargers' six-game win streak comes to an end. Their first game here at StubHub Center in 5 weeks results in disappointment.
That sounds like
the color guy leave.
Suicide watch.
Snap good, hold good.
Get good. Kill me.
Kick is up, and it's good.
I heard Bob Lamy be like, ah, now. Ah, God, don't do it. Don't do it to me, Colts.
And the Broncos win.
Oh, good call.
Didn't Lamy got canned.
Lamy, yeah, well, they came to an agreement. He was going to walk away.
Right, because he was a racist. Right.
Outright.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so we've heard some Ron Wolfley in Arizona a few times over the past couple of weeks, and the thing about Ron Wolfley is he's got a funny voice, but he normally gives some pretty good analysis.
Yes. Yep.
So let's.
It's that time of year too, Hardy. Getting close to the UConn Cornelius.
Well, and apparently this is in the holidays in the holiday spirit. This analysis from Ron Wolfley right here.
Rosen throws. To the left side to Kirk, caught at the 40, breaks a tackle, 45-50, shot out of a cannon at the 40, at the 30, at the 20, 10-5 touchdown. He should have been wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. He broke a tackle, and man, the Jets.
That may have looked like pumpkin pie, but I'll promise you, it didn't taste like it, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, not his best work.
I can't help you with that one.
I'm really reaching here because we've got a holiday
not
coming up.
Not his best work.
That may have looked like pumpkin pie, but I'll promise you, it didn't taste like it, baby.
What?
I don't even understand what that
what
means.
What did it taste like?
Like, whoever says,
what
wow.
What did it taste like?
Whoever says, wow, that's an attractive looking pumpkin pie. You know what I mean? Like, if something's going to look really bad or really ugly, pumpkin pie is not a reference point for either one. But it's pumpkin pie. It's right there. You know what it
just
is.
Sort of,
it's
yeah.
there.
Yeah, it's just there.
Unless you burn it. I mean, I don't. What's the reference point with pumpkin pie?
I'm not sure.
But
now, it
now,
doesn't taste like
maybe
it.
Maybe a nice warm apple pie like they used on that movie.
All right. Let's move on.
Where you put stuff in it.
No, nope, same game. Same game. Raiders beat the Cardinals on a field goal as time expired. Here's the Brent Musburger setting the scene on Raiders radio.
He was drafted in the fifth round by Minnesota, had a nightmare of a game. The Vikings turned him loose, and because of injuries, he was picked up by the Raiders. And so here he is, on now to win it or lose it. This is what kickers are paid for. Make these kicks. Here comes your 35-yarder. Carlson measures it out.
Measure!
Measure!
Oh, we got a measure.
I love it.
Where's he from?
Snap, hold, kick. He's made it. He's made it. Carlson wins the game. 23-21. How about that? And the Raiders win it 23-21. The second win of the year, both at the expense of rookie quarterbacks.
Oh. Right, slide that in there.
Was born in Portland, Oregon and raised in Billings, Montana.
Who's laughing? Who's cackling in the background? Who sounds like a woman?
Maz is in here working. He's got his headphones on.
Of course he is.
He's listening to something else, I'm pretty sure. Are you listening to us, Maz? You're listening to your own thing.
Is he still ordering? He's in there ordering stuff online to be sent to the station.
Inconsiderate jackass.
No, he's just not even paying attention.
He hates his family.
Laughing at something
Tell
else.
Tell him to shut up.
Okay. Here we go. Texans beat the Redskins. 23-21. Washington quarterback Alex Smith, not Carson, as someone said earlier, suffered a gruesome leg injury. Yeah.
Do you know what's sad?
What?
I had the perfectly synced up Joe Theismann injury to the Alex Smith one. And I'm trying to show Jim. Jim won't even look at it. But you're going to play
the
actual
call. He's
such a
baby. He won't even look
at it. Jim won't even look at it, Mr. Stomach Turner.
I don't want to see it.
Here's the play-by-play.
It's a broken leg.
Here's
what are you going to do?
Here's the play-by-play from Redskins Radio.
Here comes the blitz. Nakom McLean. Alex Smith under heat. He's steamrolled at the 40-yard line. That takes him out of field goal range. And Alex Smith is hurt. He's hurt bad, man. Look at him. He's in a lot of pain as we see the replay. And
oh, it's his ankle.
It's like his ankle. Looks like he could have a broken ankle.
No, he does have a broken ankle.
One guy has binoculars, one guy doesn't.
Oh, it reminds me of the Gordon Hayward call a little bit, doesn't it?
He broke his leg.
Doesn't go that way. That's broken.
It's a broken ankle.
And that is horrible to see. It looked like his ankle got pinned underneath him, his right ankle. Kind of a grotesque look.
Grotesque? What?
A grotesque look. Sort of like grotesque, but worse.
Kind of a grotesque look at the bottom of his foot. Let's hope for the best, but it looked like the worst.
That's one of those replays that you don't ever need to watch again.
I'll never forget the Theismann.
Jim can't even watch it a first time.
Jim.
Never mind, watch it again.
Typical Jim.
I saw it yesterday. I don't need to see it again.
All right, you did see it at least once.
Did you see it live?
No, and they popped in on the game. They showed the replays.
Yeah. They tell you to look away?
No. All right, finally, gentlemen, we spent a lot of time...
just dangling there like that.
...learning about Tom Brady's newest guru. That would be Stedman Graham. He talked with his good pal Jim Gray about it. That's right. Which inspired some new compositions here.
Oh.
They forget to T-H-I-N-K. They forget to...
All right, so that's number one.
That's that Levi's Vote commercial.
That's a what?
Huh?
That was during the election. They Levi's ran a commercial. They ran that song with it. It was a video.
With Stedman Graham?
They forget
to T-H-I-N.
You think Brady texted this guy over the weekend? Like, hey, what's up?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
No.
And finally, since you mentioned world... We have this.
Well,
and I think to myself.
Oh, this is good. This
so you're doing the same thing over and over every single day. What a wonderful world. And I think to myself. You forget most of what you learned. What a wonderful world.
So what's up, world?
I think to myself. So I ask you the question. What a wonderful world.
L-O-V-E.
Ooh, yeah.
Nice job, Hardy.
I don't know.
Hardy, you detest him more than me. I know you do.
It's kind of grown on me, actually.
He's got the rational out there. He's got that one.
So that's it for Sounds of Sunday, gentlemen.
Thank you. Nice job, Hardy. Good work. Phil Perry is standing by. He will be with us in studio here at Gillette.
Fun.
Coming up right after these headlines, no commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.